Welcome to Network Marketing Success Secrets. I'm your host, Gloria McDonald. On this podcast, I'm going to share with you all of my best tools, tips, ideas, and techniques to help you get more leads, have a steady stream of highly qualified prospects coming in every single day, close more sales, and recruit more team members so that you can spend more time doing the things you love and less time doing the things you don't. I'm curious, let me ask you, how much could you really achieve and accomplish if you had a clear, simple, and proven roadmap to success and a mentor who knows how to guide you each step of the way? In this moment, you're standing on the threshold of an amazing life, and it's time for you to walk across that threshold to finally achieve your dreams with clarity and confidence, no matter how big your dreams may be. I know you can achieve these dreams because you are amazing, genius, and divine. Now let's get to the episode.
Welcome, everyone. I am excited to be here today with Cindy Strong, who I consider to be a social media guru, and especially when it comes to Facebook. So we are talking Facebook, Facebook, Facebook today. Welcome, Cindy.
Hey, how's it going?
It's gone great. It is great to see you. So, Cindy, like any social media platform, Facebook has an algorithm, and we have to figure out how to work with the algorithm. And I know you are a master at this. So I want to ask you, pick your brains to find out what are your top three tips to get the Facebook algorithm rocking and rolling. So if somebody's new and they're like, yeah, they're on Facebook and they have, you know, 250, 500 friends, but they're not getting anywhere with their business. They're not recruiting anybody or getting any new customers or anything with their business. I mean, we're not going to give them the answer to everything here in this short amount of time, but what are your top three tips for getting the algorithm working for you?
So my DMO every day, daily method of operation, the first thing I do is I scroll down my feed. And that's the feed that is on your Facebook. So you go to your Facebook, you know, and all these posts are from your Facebook friends. So what you do to start that algorithm moving every day, spend 15 minutes, it doesn't take long, to go in and comment on other people's posts. Do at least 10. And there is a tool that I use, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but there's a tool that I use that really helps out with that and just makes it fast and easy to do. So that starts the algorithm moving. And Facebook likes you to comment with 5 words or more. If you just say, like, somebody has an anniversary and you just say, congratulations, that's okay, because the person is probably not likely to come back and comment in 5 words or more after that. And so Facebook likes to see that interaction. They might come back with a heart or something like that. That's okay. It boosts it a little bit, but Facebook really likes you to be social. That's why it's the biggest social media platform. It is the one to actually get engagement with people and actually get that relationship going.
Right. Now, we're working with the algorithm. We're giving Facebook information about who we want to see our posts and whose posts we want to see and what other people like those people we want Facebook to be sending us, right? We're sending messages to Facebook by what we're doing, correct?
Yes. And that is key too. And let me touch on that just a little bit. So we have our Facebook friends and then we have our Facebook friends. So there's a lot of people out there that we may not really know, but we're doing business on Facebook. That's right. What we're doing. We're networking on Facebook to do business on Facebook. In the olden days, when we used to have to write down 100 people that, you know, our warm market and all that stuff, those were really not the people. You got a lot of no's, right?
You got a ton of no's. In fact, if I wrote down 100 people, I got 100 no's.
Exactly. I remember sending out 200 messages one time that my upline told me to do. And I got, not only did I get no's, but I got, oh, no, I don't want to have anything to do with that. They would say, I don't think that that's the market that you need to be building your algorithm with. So if there's somebody that had a wedding and their son got married and all that kind of stuff, you can maybe DM them congratulations, but don't get into a conversation with them on Facebook, because Facebook is going to keep showing you their post all the time. Well, those aren't the people that you want to market to, you know?
Right.
So look for the people that are the ones that are your new Facebook friends that you want to market to, that you want to get into conversations with, that you want to become more friends with. Those are the people that.
So that's a good point. So let's say I'm actively going out and I'm trying to build my Facebook friends with, for me, I only target network marketers, right? So let's say I've gone out and I've invited a bunch of new network marketers to connect with me, but they're not showing up in my feed. Should I go search for them, you know, go to their page, look at their feed and actively like take the initiative to post on something, to comment on something that they've posted?
Absolutely. And finding out the groups that they're involved in, that's another way, because if they're out there network marketing, they're going to be in network marketing groups. That's another way to do this. So go into these network marketing groups and comment on their posts. Comment on somebody's post that has like 3 comments. You want to comment on posts that have more than that so that you know people are engaging, because people are nosy. They sit down and they look at comments. So when they start seeing stuff that's interesting, and they're going to check you out, they're going to check you out. Case in point, yesterday I had a meeting with a gal that actually joined my VIP group because she saw me in another group. She saw me on a Zoom in another group. She heard me talk, and it wasn't even your group, Gloria. It was. You know, a rant, and it was like, go high level or something like that. And heard me talk or ask a question, started following me, started coming to my little webinars that I do, and ended up joining my VIP group because of that. Excellent. So how did she find me? Well, she was within this group. All network marketers are going to be in this group. So those are the places that you want to be hanging out. Those are the people that you want to be seeing. The other thing that I like to do is go to my suggested friends list. Super easy to do. You go to your suggested friends list. Facebook knows what you have in common because it's going to be mutual friends or it's going to be the same type of business. Well, what happens when you go to your mutual friends list, there's an option to delete that person as a suggested friend, or to actually send them a friend request. So once you start sending the people that you want in your world friend requests that are, you know, your target market, Facebook is going to start showing you more and more and more of those. So now when I go to my suggested friends list, nearly every single one is my target market. Every once in a while, it's somebody from my hometown and I'm like, you know, yeah, not so much, because there's that, you know, friend zone. So that is key, because it makes it so easy to actually go in and ask these people to be a friend. 9 times out of 10, they say yes, because they'll go to you. That's the other thing. You want to make sure that your profile picture and your banner is on point. You want to make sure all your links are in that bio section and that looks good, because you want to make sure that you look like you're in business. Not that you want to blast your business all over, you know, your banner or anything, but you want to make sure that you look, you know, spot on, like you're in business, like you're doing something. Because people are more likely to your friend request if you don't, you know, just have like a picture of your cat or your dog or, you know, the scenery out in the woods somewhere. So.
Yeah. So that's huge. Thank you for bringing up your banner. So guys, like, we don't want to see a picture of your company on your banner, but have something like, I see people's banners where they've got, you know, a really pretty sunset or something. Well, that's wonderful. It's beautiful, but it doesn't say you're in business. Like, tell somebody something about how you're helping people. Like, what are you doing to help me? Right? What's in it for your prospect? Correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what you can do is kind of go and people that are influencers, go and look at their banner, see what they're doing. That's a good way to just, you know, kind of get an idea of what you need to do.
Absolutely. And brand yourself. Brand yourself, yeah. Brand yourself, brand yourself.
Yep. Absolutely. Your name, because you never know. If you're with a company, they can end up going out of business. Well, if you have branded yourself with them as the company,
yep.
What are you going to do now? People are not going to know how to find you.
Yeah.
But if you had branded yourself, you can pivot, you can add more, you can do whatever you want because it's you, it's your name. People are following you. That's what they want to see. The other thing is your profile picture needs to be a picture of you, not your cat, not an avatar, not your company. It's got to be a picture of you because people want to see who they're doing business with.
Oh, pet peeve. Somebody puts their profile picture of them and their husband or their wife or their partner, whatever, and a baby. We have a lot of names here where we don't know if it's a male or a female. It's like, well, I don't know whose profile this is. I ran across this just last week. It was a foreign name. It was not, you know, an English name. And I'm looking at the profile and it's a man and a woman and a baby. And I'm like, well, it's not the baby, but I have no idea who this is. Am I talking to the man or am I talking to the woman? You know, and it can happen even with the English language. Like, let's say Samantha, and they say their name is Sam. Well, it could be the guy. It could be the woman, right?
You never know.
You might love your family, and that's wonderful. And we love that you love your family. But get your family off your Facebook page, right?
Yeah. And if you're going to use Facebook for marketing, do it exactly for that. I post everything on my personal profile because it drives people to my other platforms. It drives people to everything else that I'm doing. So everything goes on my personal profile about my business. Now, there's people in my hometown that know me. They'll like it or they'll comment on it or whatever, but I'm not targeting them.
Right.
It's if they want to stay my friends, that's fine. They're going to have to listen to my chatter. But for the most part, the people that are interested, it's going to drive them to where I need them to go. You know, say I'm doing a webinar this weekend, I will post it right on my personal profile.
So obviously we're talking about how to use Facebook to build your business, right?
Yep.
So another thing is you do not want to, you've mentioned this, but I want to be really clear. You do not want to accept friend requests from everybody and their brother, nor do you want to ask everybody and their brother to be your friend. You want to train the Facebook algorithm who exactly is your target market, correct?
Yes, who exactly is your target market. That's why it's a great idea to go onto the suggested friends, click on that and vet every single person. In other words, you're going to go in there, you're going to make sure they have a banner, you're going to make sure that they're in business, that they're in your target niche. So
yeah.
There's that. You definitely want to be able to target who you are accepting and who's friend requesting you, because you'll have a list of friend requests. As you move along, people are going to start friend requesting you.
Yeah.
So that's what you want to do too, is go through and vet them. Do not accept people that are not your niche. It's going to confuse the algorithm is what's going to happen.
Absolutely. And I look at every single friend request I get. I actually go and look at their profile. And if I can't clearly see that they're in network or affiliate marketing.
Nope. Yep. Absolutely.
And if I can't clearly see that they have posted at least within the last week, if they haven't posted in the last week, you know, or if they're sketchy, they post once every, you know, 6 weeks or something. No, I'm not accepting their friend request. Right.
Right. And be very careful with people that don't have a lot of friends, because sometimes that means that it's a fake account. So you have to be very careful with that. And it's sad because people that are just starting out, it's kind of sad because they, you know, but those, if you're just starting out and you're just starting out with a brand new account, you need to be careful with that and start to build that know, like, and trust. You're just going to have to start from scratch and do that. And it might take you a little bit more time. You'd have to go into their DMs and maybe voice message people and say, hey, I'm looking for new friends. My Facebook got hacked and I would just love to have you back in my world, blah, 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 or whatever.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground.
The third thing, and one of the most important things, is birthday messaging. I'm telling you, we have a way to do birthday messages on autopilot touch people four times within a 14-day period, what that does is it builds your algorithm. It starts conversations. People love their birthdays. It's always a joyous occasion. That is something that you can do on autopilot. And all you got to do is respond, maybe even with just a heart or asking them what they did, you know, for their birthday or whatever, to build that algorithm. The other thing that you can do is use it as a marketing tool. And there's a whole thing that Gloria has done that is amazing as far as marketing to somebody with birthdays. I'm telling you, with this tool and with her knowledge, it is by far one of the easiest things to do to build your algorithm.
Yes. And absolutely. Cindy, you introduced me to this whole birthday post thing. And it is genius. It's absolutely flipping brilliant. And it's all automated, which I love, 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 love. And again, we're talking about how to get the Facebook algorithm working for you so you can build your business. We're all about building your business on Facebook. And so this third thing, and I'm going to put a link to it down below here because you want to get signed up with Cindy. And Cindy is amazing at helping you get set up. And the other thing, Cindy, I love about this is, oh my gosh, it's so crazy inexpensive. It's just $15 a month, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's less than what is 50 cents a day, really.
Crazy.
To get lead, to get, you know, to build your algorithm, to start connecting with people on social media. In when I first started using this, I just have to tell you guys this. When I first started using this, I was so excited. I didn't even know how to use the four touch point. I only knew how to use the day of birthday. I got into so many conversations. I was so excited because people were responding to me. I had not been able to get into conversations before that. I always like, oh, I was so timid. You know, I didn't know what to say to people. Birthdays were such a drag because sometimes it's like 15 people a day. It's like, oh, I don't want to do it. Too lazy. But when I started responding to the people that responded back, I got so excited. I recruited four people that first month, and within the 2.5 month period, I had recruited 21 people. And for the Facebook messages. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Right from birthdays. So
guys, did you hear that? 21 people. Cindy, that's like rock star status. Most people don't recruit 21 people in their lifetime.
I know.
Really? Seriously, right?
Because I was starting to build my algorithms and people were starting to message me, see me. All the stuff started happening all at once because of birthdays. I'm telling you guys, it was crazy. So it started to build from there. And that's when I started realizing that Facebook was a great way to engage with people, to build relationships, to build that know, like, and trust factor. And it just sailed away from then on.
And you have an amazing offer, Cindy. You're so generous. You help people set this all up, set up the genius birthday post. How much do you charge for that? Because it's just like,
well, and even, you know, even for me, it takes like an hour for me to set you up. So you can imagine if you had to learn the software and set it up, you know, you might put it off forever. So I charge $47 with the package. That's a one time. But if you need to change something, I am more than willing to help you change something out, or if you have a problem with it. Now, the technical issue, which it hardly ever breaks down. I mean, there's been like one time they had a little glitch in the system, and the owner of the software always emails me and tells me, this is going on. If anybody says anything, it'll be fixed by in the morning. So, you know, this one it's such a easy run. It just does it by itself. And you don't have to think about it. All you got to think about is when those messages start coming in is how to answer them, how to maybe get them into another conversation. And you know what? We have a tool for that too, because I'll tell you what, if you guys haven't heard of, can I say it?
Go for it.
NowSight. You need to hop on. Gloria has an affiliate link for that. Go in there, get it, $29. And $15, it's like having your own VA.
Yeah.
You guys, you can respond, reply to people's posts. You can go in there and post on social media. It will help you sound like you. You can do LinkedIn. You can do Instagram. You can do Facebook. You can do X, I think is the other one. There's even stuff that you can do on the other social platforms with this. I'm telling you guys, it is well worth it. They do offer training every single day of the week, Monday through Friday, and it's 11 o'clock Eastern. By far the best training for even a brand newbie, because all you need to do is get onto the training. And Elizabeth Larson is the trainer. What she'll have you do is go in there and actually do a post. So you're actually making steps. She makes you do it while you're on the training every single day. And I love just hanging out because it's a great community. You see all kinds of people. I've met a ton of people in there. It's another way to make yourself. And I want to tell you guys something too. Turn your cameras on when you go onto Zooms. Turn your cameras on. Nobody's going to ever recognize you or want to do business with somebody that's, you know, in a darkened screen.
Yeah,
it's right. It's when your camera's on. That's all you got to do. It doesn't matter what the background looks like. You know, with Zoom, you can do blur and all that stuff. Just turn your cameras on. People want to see you. It doesn't matter. Another way to start getting that algorithm moving, because people are going to be more likely to comment on somebody that they see all the time.
Exactly. So guys, we've given you a bunch of stuff here. We're going to have a link to NowSight. Cindy and I both use NowSight like every day. It's crazy. It's crazy, crazy, crazy powerful. The AI is insane. I use it for posts, for messages, for emails, everything. It's crazy powerful. So you definitely want to check out NowSight. And I'm going to put Cindy's affiliate link for Genius Birthday Posts. So you'll have Cindy's contact information so you can get in touch with her. You know, you've got to sign up for the Genius Birthday Post. Trust me, if you are serious about building your network marketing business using Facebook, you have got to have this tool. It is so crazy and expensive. And with Cindy's help, you don't need to understand the technology. You don't need to. It's like all done for you. And then you just turn on your computer every day and you make sure Facebook is open and it goes for you. It's a thing of beauty.
So I just want to make that clear. It's $15 a month, but there's just the one-time setup fee.
Check out those links. You will not regret at all. First and foremost, Genius Birthday Posts. You've got to do it. If you're not doing it, you're missing out big time on a huge potential to use Facebook to build your network marketing business. Cindy, you and I could talk for hours and hours and hours, giving tons of tips and ideas and everything. So, but we don't have hours and hours and hours. So thank you so much. You are a genius. I keep learning from you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for everything you do for everyone. Really appreciate it.